Okay, we said that cognitive bias can be evident in perceptions of attractiveness. For example, a man or a woman who is considered attractive has character or personality traits automatically attributed to them just by virtue of their being good-looking. I have worked in service companies where the staff has had to deal with assorted clients and accounts. From my experience and observation, it would seem that the most attractive members of the staff either have the most clients or the most influential clients, or both. It seems easier, even in the cutthroat world of big business, for people to put their faith or trust in a good-looking person. The more competent workers who are more gifted or more diligent are looked over by the customer and are wrongly perceived as somehow less competent and trustworthy than their trim and handsome colleagues. It's the same thing that happens when people walk up to me and assume I have certain interests because I wear glasses. They're connecting some imaginary dots and think that because I have short sight, I must be a nerd, and therefore I must share their interests. Sometimes they are right, and other times they are wrong, but my glasses and my interests are not relatable. This is just cognitive bias in effect.